Okay, the other day I was staring at my hands and thinking about the power and magic they hold. You realize this when you take the time to think about it. And I did, after seeing an image we've all seen hundreds of times. Two people, their hands intertwined, people connecting, love. Think about how often this image, just the hands, is used in the variety of ways it's used to spark immediate emotion. Our world has been bent and shaped to blend with our hands, including how we communicate. Hands on, hands up. Give them all a big hand. Give me a hand here. Can't, my hands are full. Handmade, handwriting, heavy hands. On hand, off hand, in hand, out of hand, handed in, hand over hand. Play a hand of poker, dealt a good hand. First hand, second hand. They have the upper hand. Handshakes, handouts. Pledge your hand in marriage. The average height of horses is 15.2 hands. We talk with our hands constantly. Waving, saluting, pointing, talking via a sign language alphabet or a single finger. I'll stop before someone gives me a backhand. Michelangelo understood the power of hands and made it part of the ceiling in the Sistine Chapel. God and Adam, arms outstretched to the point of fingertips about to touch. Religion aside, it's a beautiful image. We all understand the power of touch, the strength of that simple connection. Something to remember, I guess. The next time you see someone whose hands are trembling or shaking or empty and lonely, or simply reaching out. I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.